This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome to the show. Relaunch time. We had our little pregame. Now it's time for the real thing. The really big show starts right now. Wayne Allen Root on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. National TV, national radio, national newspaper syndication. Creator Syndicate syndicates my newspaper columns all over the country. And mark me down. Big fan of Judge Jeanine Pirro. Used to be a big fan of Fox News. I think now it's time to boycott Fox News. We got to send them a message. Can you imagine if overnight they lost half their audience or more? Except when Judge Jeanine comes back, if she gets the biggest audience ever, ever on a Saturday night with Fox, that might happen. It's time to boycott Fox till they bring Judge Jeanine back. And even then, I don't know how often anyone should watch Fox anymore. Come over to Newsmax TV, because we're really conservative, and we have Bill O'Reilly on Wayne Root Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll have Bill right here, right now in this segment in a couple of minutes. And I asked him about Judge Jeanine. I asked him about Fox News. And raw and unfiltered, we got Bill's response right here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. I am your relentless warrior, relentless conservative warrior, relentless middle-class warrior, and always relentless Trump warrior. I'm a patriot. I am a capitalist evangelist. I am an SOB. I will always think like my father, the butcher. I'm a son of a butcher. And I am absolutely, positively American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. All right. I wanted to mention the sponsor, by the way, of this show before I get to the Bill O'Reilly interview, Sam Lannis and the Lannis Tax Group. I'm the only guy on TV who does live reads in the middle of a TV show. You know why? Because I love my sponsors. They're not just people that advertise on my show. They're my friends for years and years, in some cases, decades and decades. They believe in me, and they believe in the conservative cause, and they believe in Newsmax TV. And they don't care what liberals think. They only care what conservatives think, so you'll never be able to drive them off my show. Got that? Sam Lannis is my great friend. He fought the IRS on my behalf. He was a fan of mine, so he took my case for pennies on the dollar. And instead of spending a couple $100,000 to beat the IRS, I spent very little, just a few $1,000s. And I challenged Sam, can you come up with a way to defend the average person against the IRS for pennies on the dollar? And he did. He founded the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services, and it's only $190 per month, and he solves most cases in 3 to 6 months. Now, that's far less than the average car payment in the United States. The average car payment now, $500 a month, $190 a month for the best damn IRS tax lawyer in America, based in Beverly Hills, represents big-time stars. Thank you, Sam Lannis. Give him a call. Tax day coming up, April 15th, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's 800-934-3578, or go to WeHelpYou.com. All right, without further ado, Bill O'Reilly and his thoughts on Fox News and their suspension of Judge Jeanine, my friend. All right, Wayne Allen Root with the great Bill O'Reilly, the king of cable news for 16 years in a row. And, of course, you can find him now, not only here at Newsmax, but at BillO'Reilly.com. Hello, Bill. How are you? Hope you had a great weekend.
Thank you. St. Patrick's Day weekend, always a blast here in New York.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. I forgot to say that. Let me ask you about some breaking news, which is the fact that you had a conversation this morning with the President of the United States. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's breaking news. Once in a while, the President will call me and to discuss matters. But I asked him if this was on the record, the phone call. This morning, it's pretty funny because I'm paddling around in my house trying to get ready for your interview and the BillO'Reilly.com newscast, and the phone rings and a woman comes down and goes, is this Mr. O'Reilly? I said, yes. And she goes, this is the White House calling. Can you speak to the president? What do you say? No? Call back? I said, yeah, I think I could squeeze that in. So he comes on the phone, and Wild Bill, which is what he calls me. And then I said, before we get started, Ken, I report what you and I are going to speak about. It was one thing off the record, and the rest of it was on a record. So started with China. Said he's confident that he's going to have a trade deal with China soon. Okay? Then he went to the Iranian sanctions, and he says that they're punishing the mullahs in Tehran to an extent that nobody knows. That's interesting. The third thing was the North Korea. He believes that Little Rocket Man, he didn't call him Little Rocket Man, I am, will come back. Will come back. Because the sanctions are hurting them as well. Then he got into the Mueller report. I asked him, do you know when it's coming out? He said, no. And I said, well, what's your feeling? He said, well, I think they're going to hit me, but there's not going to be any collusion or anything like that. But he doesn't really know, and I believe him. And the final thing was John Kerry, who he says is violating the Logan Act. And as you know, Wayne, that is the act that says Americans, private citizens, cannot negotiate with foreign countries. And he says that Kerry is still talking to the Iranian government. He's teed off about it. So, and then we talked about, you know, you want to know all about the book I'm writing on him, The United States of Trump. And I wouldn't tell him anything because, you know, that's not what I do. I said, it's going to be a history. It's going to be fair. He goes, I know it'll be fair. I said, it's going to be. But, you know, fair is in the eye of the beholder. But I'm halfway done through the book.
All right. Congratulations on a call from the president. Very cool. The shootings at Damascus, New Zealand. Now, he didn't discuss that because that's been the big issue all weekend. I'm shocked by the whole thing. What is, you know, terrible, terrible thing. We all think it's awful. Nobody wants to see anyone get killed, whether they're black, white, Christian, Jewish, or Muslim, or any other kind. But having said that, how is that President Trump's fault? It was 500,000 miles away in New Zealand. It was an Australian man. He had a 75-page manifesto, and he mentioned Trump once. And then when they asked him, are you a Trump fan? He said, oh, God, no. So it seems to me this was not Trump's problem, but the media has made it Trump's problem. What say you?
Well, number one, there's no other story for the media other than Donald Trump. If Donald Trump isn't in the news, they don't have anything to report on. And that's really sad to this country. Really, really sad. So as soon as I saw the Trump haters trying to tie the President of the United States into a mass murder in New Zealand, I turned the channel. I turned it off. Because I've had enough. And I think my feeling reflects the majority of Americans. Enough. President Trump didn't have anything to do with the New Zealand mass murder. And to try to tie him into it is hateful, dishonest, and insulting to the American public. And so that's about all I can say.
All right, I couldn't agree more. Beto O'Rourke. I have to laugh when I say the name Beto O'Rourke because he's not a legitimate candidate. He's never done anything in his life, and his past history is replete with idiotic comments, idiotic fantasies, and now the guy's tying capitalism to racism and white privilege, and all right, he's in for president over the weekend. The media loves him. What says Bill O'Reilly?
Well, you know, he's a six-term congressman from Texas, so I think he's, you know, him running for president is not from outer space. I mean, he's a six-term congressman who almost beat Ted Cruz for the Senate. So I think he's a legitimate guy to run. I mean, I don't think he's a joke. I think that he's a politically correct politician who has few solutions to any vexing problems. In fact, I haven't seen any solutions from Beto O'Rourke about anything. All right? So he's 100% consistent. He has no solutions. Now, maybe he'll come up with some, but so far in a senatorial campaign and now in his initial presidential foray, there's nothing there that I can see. And finally, it's Hollywood money backing him again. He raised $6 million in his announcement. I don't know why the Hollywood pinheads like him so much, but they do. And we'll see. You know, he's got to get out there, and if some tough reporter comes up to him and says, look, Beto, enough's enough. How are you going to solve the border? How are you going to solve the China deficit? What are you going to do here? What are you going to do there? That's what has to happen. But will it happen with our corrupt press? Probably not.
All right, last question. We don't have much time, so I got to ask you to keep it brief, but I can't wait to hear your answer. Judge Jeanine, who's a personal friend of mine, I think she's great. Fox News, ratings, powerhouse on Saturday nights on Fox. She gets suspended for 2 weeks for making a comment, and I just don't see the problem with the comment. I think Fox overreacted dramatically, but what say you?
Well, I don't know what happened inside FNC. But if it's just about her comment on raising a question about who Congressman Omar's allegiance is to, you know, I don't think you suspend somebody for raising a question. But maybe there's something else that we don't know.
That's what they claim.
Yeah.
No, that's all they claim. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
but they
it.
Wouldn't tell you.
They claim.
They wouldn't tell you if it was an internal matter. They wouldn't put that out. Because that leaves the corporation open to litigation. They wouldn't do that. But I will tell you, and I think everyone knows, that Fox News is different now than it was when I was there 2 years ago. It's a totally
right.
different place. And I think everybody inside and out
Brazil.
Knows that. I like
they
Donna
just
Brazil.
Today hired Donna Brazil.
I like her. I mean, she's always yeah, lively and always always a good... Yeah, I know what she did with the Hillary Clinton dishonesty.
Right.
I know that. But I believe in second chances. It's a questionable hire, but if you're looking for a Democrat who's not boring, she's not boring. No.
All right. Got it. All right. Cool. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body. And, oh, my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles. You can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now!
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, love to hear from you. We'll take calls the whole second half of the show, 833-WAR-TALK. You see it on the screen, 833-WAR-TALK, standing for Wayne Allen Root, 833-927-8255. I've also been admonished by my own fans who tell me that I have not of late mentioned the actual email to email Wayne Root very much, or the emails for Newsmax very much, because there's so much to package this show, there isn't time. But I'm going to give it to you tonight, because so many people have said to me, how come you're not telling people to email you? You love to hear from people. Well, you haven't mentioned the email in a while. People remind me of things I don't know myself. WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's my email. WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. I'm a one-man army. I answer all my own emails. I read all my own emails. And so I love to hear from you, and I love to hear what you think. And so many of you flooded me this weekend with how much you love the show and how much you're not going to watch Fox anymore and how much you love Judge Jeanine. And until they put her back on, you're not going to watch Fox at all. But when they put her back on, you'll watch her show, if nothing else, or occasionally some of the others. Let's hope only occasionally, because I think we have to punish Fox and let them know that for being liberal, no one's going to tune in anymore. If they want to be moderate and fair, is CNN fair? Is MSNBC fair? It's bashing Trump, bashing Republicans, bashing conservatives, and even no apologies when a Democrat stands up and is a Jew hater and an Israel hater. That was never allowed. That was never part of America. We're a Judeo-Christian nation from the first day, from our roots. Excuse the Wayne Root pun, but from our roots, we've been a Judeo-Christian nation. And from the beginning, from the pilgrims and from the American Revolution, there were Jews and Christians. And before someone tries to tell me, like Obama once lied and said there were Muslims from the first day of the founding of America. Lie! There were no Muslims in America. But there was a Jew who funded the entire American Revolution. So few people know that. Without that Jew putting up his life savings at the time I think it was the equivalent of $10 million. But without that Jew funding the American Revolution, there'd be no America today. The reason we won the revolution is a Jewish settler, one of the first settlers, put up his fortune and never got it back, by the way. My understanding is died broke. Gave it to the American government, never got it back. That's pretty typical. That's continued on with the tradition of the IRS. they take. Even though it's a great country, they still take. And they rarely give anything back. The IRS doesn't give much back. The government doesn't give much back. They ask you to give. What do they give to us? Well, a lot of agita. Having said that, I want to mention that I still love capitalism, and I've still done well and prospered in America, and I expect my children will do well and prosper in America, as long as we don't become a socialist nation. I want to mention Fordham Resources is one of those ways you can hopefully learn about capitalism and how great it is, because Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified, natural resource company with oil and gas and mining properties in North America and internationally. And listen to this story. They're the sponsor of the show. They love Wayne Root. They love the conservative cause. They love Newsmax TV, and they want to get the word out that they've got an interesting company that you want to explore. Fordham team is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum, one of the greatest stock stories in the history of Wall Street, from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about 9 times bigger than the island of Manhattan, or I should say the city of Manhattan. Can you imagine? Fordham is traded on 2 global exchanges, ticker symbol in the United States, FTMR. FTMR, check them out. And visit their website, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. All right. A Siena poll is out. You know how liberal New York is, right? New York's right up there with California as the most liberal state in the United States of America. 6 out of 10 New Yorkers oppose driver's licenses for illegal aliens. See, I'm someone who believes there's massive corruption and massive voter fraud in this country. Democrats are stealing elections with illegals. And one of the ways they do it is giving them driver's licenses. So even in New York, the liberal ultra-blue state, 6 out of 10 New Yorkers oppose driver's license for illegals. What does that tell you? We're still a conservative country. That's why the latest polling was out, and 44 out of 50 states, conservatives, people who identify as conservatives, outnumber people who identify as liberals, and that includes not New York. So how come in New York, 6 out of 10 New Yorkers oppose driver's license for illegals? Isn't that amazing? And Republicans overwhelmingly in New York, independents overwhelmingly in New York, Catholics overwhelmingly in New York, and according to this study, Jews overwhelmingly in New York oppose driver's license for illegals. Because they know it's not fair and it's not right. So why do they vote Democrat? Makes no sense to me. Massive disconnect and, of course, voter fraud. They're stealing elections with these illegals. Don't let them do it in your state. No driver's license for illegals. Wayne Allyn Root, more now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. flooding in the Midwest has claimed at least 3 lives and forced hundreds of others to evacuate. Nebraska has been one of the hardest states hit with the flooding. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sass, tells Fox News.
So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors. Right now, the town of Fremont that was just mentioned in your last segment, 25,000 person farm town. It's actually my hometown. It's in the middle of the plains and it became an island.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says on Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to confront emerging threats online. Nielsen also discusses the threat at our southern border.
We are seeing the spread of violent crime and drugs, the majority of which come into our country via the southern border, both at and between ports of entry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, a few things on my mind. First of all, why are Republicans and conservatives such weenies? Why would you ever back down when CARE comes calling Fox News? Why would you ever issue a strong reprimand against Jeanine, Judge Jeanine Pirro? Why would you ever do something like that? Why would you ever hire somebody like they hired today, which is just incredible? The woman cheated. Why is that different than the college cheating scandal? And then that brings me to the college cheating scandal. Because do you notice there's nothing in the news about the political affiliation of any of the parents? Because they're all liberals. You know that. There's like 50 of them involved. So I won't say it's 50 out of 50. But I'll bet you 45 plus out of the 50 are Democrats, Democrat donors, liberals, or Trump derangement syndrome victims. Because I went to Columbia and I met people like this. They all the people who think they're entitled and they're arrogant, they're always liberals. And they're the ones with the white guilt. And they try and put it on working class, middle-class white kids like me. And I have no white guilt. Because, first of all, my family came here long after slavery, long after the Civil War. We didn't do anything to black people or people of color. Nothing. We were the ones persecuted against when we got here as Jews from Russia and Germany. My grandparents, penniless, came to America. One of them died in the poor ward of a Brooklyn hospital with nothing. So don't tell me about poverty and about prejudice and about bigotry. Because that's a load of crap. You can't unload white guilt on working class, middle class kids because we don't deserve it. We've never had anything handed to us. We don't have white guilt. We don't need to. But you know who has white guilt? Rich white liberals. And their kids go to college. They all hate Trump. They're deranged. And they're just nutty. And I met them all. They're dysfunctional. I met them all at Columbia University. And these are their kids now. And they all cheat. And the reason they're so guilty is because their parents cheated to get them into college. My parents couldn't cheat. What could a butcher do to get you in Columbia University? What strings can a butcher pull? A blue-collar baker or a candlestick maker? They can't. A cop's son doesn't have any reason to be guilty. They're the ones. So being that you've heard nothing in the media, nothing, zero, about the political persuasion of the people involved, trust me, the mainstream media be all over this talking about they're all Trump people, they're all Republicans, if they were, but they're not, so they've covered it up and they're not discussing the political persuasion. Trust me, they are in fact all Democrats, liberals. And then Alan Krueger, top economic advisor to Obama, dead at 58 years old today from suicide. Now here's a guy I respected. The only liberal economist I've ever seen in the history of my life who admitted the truth. He went back to Princeton and he studied the Obama years where he was the chief economist and chief economic advisor. And he proved in his study that virtually every single job Obama created was a crappy, low-wage, part-time job that no American wants. That's good enough for illegal aliens cleaning toilet bowls and mowing lawns. That's what was created by Obama. And this guy pointed it out, and I'll bet liberals hated him for it. And I don't know why he committed suicide. It could be a thousand reasons. It could be some drug he was taking. Could be family history. Could be mental illness. Who knows? Could be an economic setback. I don't know. I don't want to say anything bad about him. Only good things about him. I never speak badly of the ill. But all I could say is maybe he got a lot of terrible people on the internet, liberals, who criticized him and called him naughty names and said, go to hell and I hope you die, like all these sicko liberals do to me all the time and every other conservative talk show host out there. But maybe that's what they did to him because he had the temerity to honestly admit, Alan Krueger, that the Obama economy was crap and all the jobs were crap. And now he commits suicide. And if a conservative economist for Trump had committed suicide, it would be the biggest news story in America, by the way. And all the liberal conspiracy theorists like Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and all the nutcases on CNN would all be screaming that it wasn't suicide. Trump must have murdered him, right? Or they'd be saying the reason he committed suicide is because he couldn't live with himself after what he did to what Trump did to people of color. You know what Trump did to people of color? Lowest black unemployment ever, lowest Hispanic unemployment ever. And I'll bet you if there was a study, it would be the lowest Muslim employment unemployment ever and the lowest gay unemployment ever. I know it's the lowest women's unemployment in 50-plus years, the lowest youth unemployment in 65-plus years. So nobody has to commit suicide who's the economic advisor for Trump. But if they had, the media would claim it's because he couldn't take the racism, or they claim it was murder. But it happened to Obama's chief economic advisor, and I don't see anybody saying anything. As a matter of fact, they'll be covered up. They won't even mention it in the most of the news tonight. Let's talk about the sponsor of this show, Tangible Investments. They've got what I call golden credibility. You know you have to own gold. You know gold is important. They've been in business 35 years, and they've done over $2 billion in transactions. You know you could trust Tangible Investments. You know that Wayne Root gives them the seal of his approval. They're good people, and you don't even have to buy anything from them. You just make sure you call them, and if they qualify you as a client, and you have a receipt to prove you've bought gold or silver in the past, they're going to give you a $199 gold coin gift free. They even named the coin. It's a fractional American Gold Eagle. Retail value, $199. You get it free. You don't have to buy a thing just for being a qualified client. So give them a call. Find out if you qualify. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. One more time. 800-780-9000. Over $2 billion in transactions. And they could show you how to protect your assets. You know you need gold. China's buying gold like crazy. Central banks around the world buying gold like crazy. Gold companies are buying other gold companies. A $17 billion deal was just announced. Gold is going nuts. It's time to get in. This is the company to do with. Tangible. 800-780-9000. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, let's take some calls. Matt in Wisconsin about Judge Pirro. Matt, you're on with Wayne Root. Judge Jeanine, you wanted to talk about Jeanine Pirro. What's on your mind?
Yes, Wayne. You know, the judge, we watched her all the time, and, you know, this has been coming on over and over, because look at the liberals that Fox has been hiring. I mean, it's a nightmare. We stopped watching a lot of the Fox stuff. Now we won't watch them at all. We just thank God, you and others, that
thank
we
you.
Have another channel to watch, because... Oh, man, it's a nightmare. You know,
can I mention the curse of Fox News? Shepard Smith.
Oh,
I despise that man. Every conservative in America despises that man. Why do they have him on? Why is he there? He hates Trump so much that when Trump's name comes up, he turns green and steam comes out of his ears. He's so jealous of Trump's success running the country and improving the economy. Green comes out of his ears and his face. I can't stand Shepard Smith. Every opportunity he has, he hates Trump and he hates on Trump. And he should not be on Fox News. That's just another good example of the problems with Fox News. Donna Brazile, the hire today. Embarrassing. What an embarrassment. You'd hire a woman who cheated just like the college entrance cheaters with those kids in that national scandal. She cheated to steal a presidential election. How do you rationalize hiring her at Fox News or any network for that matter?
Yes,
crazy.
And remember, they have Juan Williams. They have that girl that used to work at the State Department. All they need is jobs. I mean, because ISIS was cutting people's heads off. And this is where Fox is going. We can't believe it. Me and my wife, we were both Democrats from Massachusetts. We moved out to Wisconsin, thank God, because we voted for Trump. But, I mean, Fox was the channel at one time.
Yeah.
I mean, O'Reilly's gone. I mean, you watch, Hannity will be gone. They'll wipe them out because the young kids that are taking over for Murdoch are liberal or liberal leaning, and they keep saying fair and balanced. They're not fair and balanced, not at all. Not what they did to Judge Jeanine, because that is a terrorist organization. I don't care what anybody says. And
who cares what they say, right? Right, who cares what they say? And Judge Jeanine, what she said in her opening statement was exactly right. She was trying to be wonderful to the Jewish people, which I know she is. Judge Jeanine was saying, if it's okay, according to liberals, and according to Nancy Pelosi, and according to the Democratic Congress, for a Muslim congresswoman to literally say, to question the loyalty of Jews because we love Israel. And I say we because I'm Jewish, and I said on my radio show today, number 1 through 10,000, I love America. Number number 10,001, I love Israel. That's how far down the list Israel is for me. I don't care about Israel compared to America. I'm America first, America second, America all the way through 10,000. But on 10,001, my next choice is Israel. I love them that far down the list, but they're number two to America, and I love them more than any other country except America. But way down the list. So if you have a problem with that and you say, oh, what's your loyalty? Why can't we question the loyalty of Rashida Tlaib, who puts a postal note above Israel on a map behind her in her new congressional office, covers up Israel and puts Palestine? She's saying she wants to destroy Israel and drive Israel into the sea and kill 6 million of my fellow Jews. I can't question her loyalty. How about Omar, Ilhan Omar? You can't question her loyalty when she wears a hijab. All she said was, if you wear a hijab, that's part of Sharia law. Therefore, we're asking a question. We're not making a statement. We're asking, do you believe in Sharia law? If you do, how does that get along with the United States Constitution? It doesn't. Are you therefore loyal to the United States? We need to know. Those are questions that need to be asked. We have every right to ask the question. Judge Jeanine asked it just right, and it was a question. It wasn't a statement, and it was a very fair question. The fact that Fox News would suspend you for that at the behest of a terrorist organization or one that is pseudo-terrorist and funding of terrorism is absolutely disgusting, and it means it's time to leave Fox News. But keep watching Judge Jeanine when she comes back. All right. Thank you, Matt. We've only got 1 minute to go. We'll get Linda from Florida, Dennis from New Mexico, Tom from West Virginia. Take it all, callers. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Wayne Allyn-Root, your favorite one-man army. Tell everyone. Tell your friends. Tell your relatives. No more Fox News. It's Wayne Root time. It's war time. Coming to you direct from Wayne Manor in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
More now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, the emails just keep coming in, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. By the way, if you want to tell Newsmax how much you enjoy this show, it's war@newsmax.com, war@newsmax.com. But here's an email that came in the last break. Hi, Wayne. I'm fairly new to Newsmax, and I've been slowly tuning into Newsmax more and more and Fox a little bit less and less. I completely agree with you about Judge Jeanine. I will boycott Fox, as you suggest. I do need Sean Hannity every day, but I will try more to catch his radio show instead of the Fox broadcast. Thanks for what you do, Dave. And by the way, Sean Hannity's a great guy. Don't let me ever cast any aspersions on Sean. Watch Sean all you want. He's fabulous. He's been great for President Trump. I just mean that when you watch Sean and his ratings are huge, you're giving kind of ammunition to Fox News. Oh, how great it is. Our sponsors love us. And they're not learning a lesson. So there's got to be a way to teach that lesson. Maybe the way is you tune into the ones who are conservative and you leave out the rest of the day and let them, you know, wither the rest of the day. Another email that came in. From Robert, she asked the question that everyone wanted to ask. Judge Jeanine did. Unbelievable. Thank you, Wayne. Robert. So look, we have quite a consensus among conservatives that we all agree on the Judge Jeanine question. There isn't a problem with it. There's no way they should be suspended. She should have been suspended. And Fox News is changing, and they've got to be punished. All right. You have a new home with Wayne Root Newsmax and many other great shows out there. But make sure you go back to Judge Jeanine when she's back on the air. Let's teach them a lesson that she should get the biggest ratings ever. Cenogenix is the sponsor of this show, by the way, and it was founded in 1997. It's the clear global leader in age management medicine, otherwise known as healthy aging or defying aging or anti-aging. They did great things for me, gave me a great foundation of health. I had some surgery for kidney stones a month ago, and I came back in a matter of days, and it's because of my foundation of health. The doctors had never seen someone recover as quickly as me from a major surgery, and I got to thank Cenogenix, and now I feel not 100%, 180%. It's been an amazing recovery. I feel the best of my life. And I look like I've lost 10 or 15 years because of Cenogenix. If you look back a year ago, year and a half ago on Newsmax TV, it's a startling difference. Give them a call, free phone call, free consultation, nothing to lose, no risk, nothing. Just call them. Find out what they can do for you. They made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free number, 888-YOUNGER, and a free, no-obligation consultation. And you can email them, you can go find their website, Cenogenix.com, and set up your free, no-obligation consultation as well. Let's take, we'll take Shannon in Visalia, California. Sharon, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Sharon?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I have blocked CNN and MSNBC from my TV program, my programming. If they take Judge Jeanine off, I will never watch Fox News again. I will block them. And as far as Shepard Smith, oh, my God. Can't stand that guy.
He's terrible.
He drives me nuts.
Look, conservatives like us have a right to have our opinion, and Fox News on our own network cannot edit us and ban us and censor us on our own network, but I guess it's not really our network anymore, and I'm prejudiced because I love Newsmax TV, and my show is here on Newsmax, so I'm a little biased, but I've seen what's happening to Fox News, and you heard my interview with Bill O'Reilly. He sees what's happening, too. It's a very different network, so we all have to make our choices. What can I tell you? But we do all support
Judge Jeanine. Well, that's going to be mine.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate the call. Thanks for being a viewer. I want to get to more of Linda in Florida. Linda, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Linda, you there? Linda. All right, we'll move on to Tom in West Virginia. Line 4, Tom in West Virginia. Tom, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I appreciate taking the call. Listen, this anti-Semitism that has been directed towards Jews in America and people over in Israel. You go back 30 years or 20 years ago, an elected official made a comment like that, Omar did.
Mm-hmm.
You would have heard liberal Democrats come down on her like a ton of bricks.
More than that, they would have censured them and kicked them out of the United States Congress. There's
right.
been 15
she
should
people,
have
been removed
yes.
from that committee she's on. But
yes.
the point is this, is that if you, and Chelsea Clinton just proved it, she stuck up for
Jews.
Yes, she did. And,
right.
And the point is no prominent Democrat came to her defense
right.
in that. You had conservatives that came to her defense. But I'm not a fan of the Clintons or Chelsea as
of course
far
not.
As the politics. But she showed some real character in that. And, you know, Jews are a canary in the coal mine when it comes towards hatred.
Yes.
And all we have to do is look back through history that once Jews started getting scapegoated, what ended up happening?
Everybody, they come after the rest of us, yeah. Yeah, there's a famous Holocaust poem, or I don't know if it's a poem or a story, whatever you want to call it. It's first they came for the Jews, we did nothing, and then they came for the Catholics, we did nothing, and then they came for the disabled, we did nothing, and then they came for the retarded, and we did nothing, and then they came for me, and there was no one left to fight for me. That's the basic paraphrase of that famous saying from the Holocaust, and it is so true, so true. And by the way, liberals don't mention there was another Islamic terror attack, it looks like, today in the Netherlands. They don't mention that in Nigeria, 120 plus Christians have been slaughtered by Islamic fanatics in the last few days. They don't mention all over the world. There are Muslims looking to kill Christians and Jews. And yes, what happened in New Zealand is awful. No one's making excuses for it. It's awful. It's horrible. We don't want it to ever happen to anyone in this world of any persuasion, religion, race, etc. Ever. But that doesn't mean that there's not still a battle out there for Western civilization and Judeo-Christian civilization. That's the battle, the Islamic battle against us. And it's nothing wrong with pointing it out and asking questions. Wayne Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. See you tomorrow. God bless.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.